I'm Mary Walter alongside Vince Colanese.
Good morning.
I can't wait to drink. I go to Starbucks twice a day to get a pumpkin spice latte. They may say it's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Pumpkin spice latte. The craze has returned, so people are drinking their pumpkin spice products. They're all hitting the shelves again. And joining us now to discuss this insanity, which we experience year after year, and again, it feels like it's earlier year after year, is Maura Judkus, who has maybe one of the coolest jobs in media, covering culture and food and the arts for The Washington Post. So, Maura, thank you very much for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you for having me.
And what do you make of all of this, this annual craziness? For me, it feels like when everyone starts running for Starbucks in order to get their pumpkin-flavored whatever, as much as I might like it personally, just the craze makes me averse to being a part of it at all.
You are not alone, yes. For some people, fall starts when it starts on the calendar. For some people, it's when school starts. And then for some people, it is when the pumpkin spice latte is in stores. It's kind of the unofficial start of fall. And people wait, you know, all of August for this if they really love the drink. And then there are some people who, once it arrives in stores, they make a point to avoid the Starbucks.
Well, you know, it's funny. These are seasonal drinks. And I've always wondered, I mean, like, people love pumpkin spice lattes. So you'd think that why don't they just serve them all year? They could sell them all year, theoretically. And, you know, I've asked the same question, actually, of Sam Adams. I was like, why don't you just sell Oktoberfest all year? That's a great beer. And yet you only release it in October. And Maura, what's the rationale for that? Why do companies like Starbucks and Sam Adams, why do they only have these things like occasionally?
You have to build this suspense too, and you have to you know, really keep people wanting it all year round, so that once it becomes really special, then they want to have it more often too. And, you know, I mean, like you mentioned before, it's funny because now we keep seeing it earlier and earlier and earlier, because as much as they want to build the suspense, they also really want to give people the drink that they want. So it came around the same time last year, but, you know, we have this seasonal creep now that isn't just with Christmas stuff showing up in stores in October. It's pumpkin stuff showing up in July or August, or, you know, people just really are ready for it, even when the temperatures are still in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, Maura, I am one of these people. Now, here's the thing. I don't know what this says about me. I love pumpkin spice. I love fall. I do love breaking out my leggings and my boots because I love being able to put on a sweater. But I don't like pumpkin spice lattes. I've already hit the grocery store to get the pumpkin Pop-Tarts, which I adore. And I go through and I buy everything. And my niece, my goddaughter's the same as I. So I buy everything in doubles. And we get together and we do our thing. And I just love this time of year because of that. But I don't like the pumpkin spice latte. So am I a follower?
I don't know. You know, I mean, some people don't like it because it's really, really sweet, too. You know, there are other pumpkin spice products that maybe don't have as much sugar in them. Like, a pumpkin spice latte has more sugar in it than a full-size Snickers bar.
And so, you know, oh my gosh.
Every day, it's really not good for you. So I think there are definitely other pumpkin spice products that, you know, that you could make more of a habit of that are less unhealthy. You know, I've been seeing a lot of pumpkin stuff in the grocery stores, like pumpkin spice Cheerios. I saw pumpkin spice butter, actually, in the Giant in my neighborhood the other
really?
Day.
Yeah. Oh, I've got to go out. I always try to get one new pumpkin product every season. I can't help it. I just love it.
So, Maura, what you're saying is that this does not count as your vegetable intake by having a pumpkin spice latte.
Unfortunately not.
Damn it. Oh, so close. So you write in a piece for the Washington Post that some girls are accused of being basic. We've heard this term before, where you basically, you're a template, you're a cutout, you're just a normal girl who doesn't have any sort of interesting thing going on in your life. You're pretending to be interesting by being basic. You're Instagramming your pumpkin spice latte. Is this a real problem that's affecting America?
You could say so. yeah, I mean, there's this derogatory catch-all term, basic, which is just about enjoying conventional and ordinary things. And I think that a lot of people who may or may not be classified as basic have kind of attempted to reclaim the term. They're like proud to be basic. They're really proud to Instagram that pumpkin spice latte. So so you'll definitely be seeing hashtag pumpkin spice, hashtag basic for the next 3 months, I would say. And then we'll all switch to Red Cups for the gingerbread latte.
Oh.
You know what? Haters going to hate. I don't care. I stockpile my pumpkin stuff. You don't have to eat it. That's fine. I don't care. I've got my pumpkin. I've got my pumpkin ravioli. I've got the whole thing. And it's really actually not the pumpkin that you eat it for. It's for the spice, the pumpkin spice combination. It's nutmeg and allspice.
I can't believe you just said haters going to hate.
They are. They
to
are
a Starbucks going, drink.
They are going to hate you. I don't care. Listen,
so Mara,
I may go buy one just to annoy people.
It seems like part of the reason why, of course you will, it seems like part of the reason why, Mara, that people like all of this is because it's evocative. It's not just about getting a chance to like taste something that they'll enjoy tasting, but people like genuinely love the season, and it's almost like an emotional thing. I wonder if there's a delineation between how often men and women break on caring about this.
Yeah, you know, I'm interested in that too. I've actually never seen a gender breakdown of who buys the pumpkin spice latte. I know it's marketed more heavily towards women, I would say. But you know, for anyone, it really kind of conjures up this like wonderful image of like cooler temperatures and coziness and like putting on your leggings and boots and smelling the crunch of freshly fallen leaves and like getting in a blanket by a campfire.
Yes,
so
yes.
That's sort of what it's about, really. It's not even necessarily about the flavor. Although for some people, it really is about the flavor too. You know, they really love that combination of nutmeg and clove. And there is actually a hint of pumpkin in it too, just a little tiny bit.
You know, I'm going home and I'm whipping out the pumpkin spice candle that I have sitting in the closet, just waiting for the right moment for the air to be cool enough to light it.
Well, Mara, this all sounds like a really good way to scare old people into think they're aging much more quickly by just whipping out the pumpkin spice lattes now. They're like, where did the time go? My God, these things are already here.
It's true.
Mara, thank you for giving us a breakdown of why the culture even cares. And we're really grateful you did and hope you come back.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you.